Welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is the second module of the PR and Communications course, and we're here today to discuss how to get through to media and consumers. My name is James Wilson. I'm the general manager of a PR company in Johannesburg called WE. I've been in the industry for 15 years, and with me in the studio today is ND.
Hi, my name is Victoria Ndiwaduka. I'm the Marketing Communications Lead for Microsoft in Western Central Africa. My background is in PR and Marketing Communications, and I've been in this business for about 15 years as well.
Thanks, Indy. So today we're really here to talk about media relations and consumers, and I think it's one of the best tools for a small and medium enterprise to actually get out there and get their message out there in a cost-effective, well, actually in a free way. So I think it would be useful for our audience if we just give an overview of what exactly media relations is.
So actually, media relations is the relationship, as simple as it is, that you build with the media. You know, building a network of media, building a relationship with them, and having a group of people around you who are really your advocates in the media, because they are the ones now who are the bridge between you and your target audience. They're the ones who are going to be speaking your message. They're basically your voice to the rest of your target audience.
Okay, great. And then for a new business out there, or for a small company, let's say with five people, where do they actually start? What do they actually do to start that media relations process?
So the first thing that you need to do is to be clear about what your content is. What are you going to be talking to your audience about? So that supposes that you already know who your audiences are. So you build your content, and then the second thing is you build your media list, and then you go into the networking.
Okay, great. Indeed, you and I understand media relations and what a critical component it is, but how would you explain media relations to a small and medium enterprise?
So media relations is the relationship that you form with a group of media who are your advocates and your media partners, who are now the bridge between you and your target audience.
Okay, great. And how important do you think media relations are in terms of building critical voice and market share?
You know, for an SME, I think it's really, really critical, because you don't have the budget that maybe the bigger corporates have.
Absolutely.
To drive news around their company to create visibility. And that is something that is very, very important in business. People need to know that you're out there and know what you're doing. So when you've built media relationship, they are the ones who are going to help you to put the word out there at no cost. So PR is media, but it's at no cost, no extra cost, if you know how to build the right relationship. So I think that apart from every other value, that is why it is really valuable to understand how to do it for an SME, and to have that group of advocates that is going to help you to get the voice of your company out there.
Great. And then tell us a bit more about how it gets consumers to act and how it can sort of galvanize new markets and audiences.
So news is out there, and news, if you've built your media relationships right, will get to your target audience. And so they're going to hear more about what you do. It's your opportunity to explain to them the value of the solutions that you bring to them, and actually give them the right information that helps them to make up their minds. In a sense, it's more valuable than advertising, because you can put more information out there. And there are different ways that you can do this, which I think we'll look at as we go on in the module.
Great, and I think that brings us to our next part, is for a small, medium enterprise, where do they start? So what are the three things you would advise a small, medium business to do, and then let's unpack those and go into those different areas?
So I think that first of all, you need to determine what you're going to be saying, what's your content. And then the second thing, you need to know who the media you're going to work with is. So you need a media list. And then the third thing that you need to do is to start networking based on this list that you've drawn up.
Great. So let's then delve into the first pillar of that, which is, what is the sort of content a small medium business could share?
Oh, there are various ways that, you know, there are various types of content, sort of tactics, as we call them in PR, that you can use to get your news out there. So when you've determined what your news is, when you've determined the value of your company, you determine the value of the solutions that you offer or your products, then you can start building out this different type of content. One is the traditional press release, and then the other is blogging, which is very, very easy to do if you can devote time to it and a lot of thought to that. And then when you've developed your critical voice, I mean, your critical voice is really the voice with which you speak to your different target audiences, because they're not the same audience, and you have to be careful to give the right message to the right audience. You can actually share videos, which we find very, very useful these days. Another thing that we find that is really, really, really effective now is using infographics, which is, you know, just putting a group of pictures together and then having data and key facts that is easy to consume and easy to use. And then one thing I'll really advise in building out your content, whatever it is, make sure it's consumable, make sure it's interesting, make sure that it's genuine, it's something that you really believe in and that you're really selling.
And I think what's so important is you've covered all these different tools that we can target media with, and the press release is just merely one of them. And then I think that goes quite nicely into the next and most important part of this, is how we build a media list. So how do we we've got the content, now we build the media list. Perhaps you could take us through what a small business would need to do there.
Okay, so your media list is as critical as your content. If you have the right media list, then you're way out there on your way to success in, you know, using your PR and communications. So the first thing you need to do is to find out which media is interested in the same things that your company is doing. You'll find out by reading what they've written in the past. Is this an interest area for them, an area of interest for them? Do they research this area? Do they write a lot about this area? And that's the first people that you're really going to need to talk to. Okay, and then you need to actually read up on what they're writing to see what angle or what part of the solution that you're providing is interesting to them. That's really, really important. I'll just give a simple example. For example, if you're selling shirts, that means you're in the fashion industry. It's about shirts. So you need to target media that are already in the fashion industry, but maybe somebody who's really interested in shirts, how shirts are made and all of that. That's an area of passion for him. And you can have a shared passion with this person. That's really important, to find shared passion with the people that you're going to put on the list, because you're going to work with them at the long in the long term. That's really important.
Great. And I completely agree with that. And the most important thing, if you're a small company, is to remember that this is all free. Nothing stops you from phoning a media house, finding out who writes what articles, and building a relationship and getting their email address and their phone numbers. And so a media list becomes critically important. The last aspect of this is sort of which content is newsworthy.
That's really interesting. You need to define your different audiences, because depending on the industry that you're in, you probably have minimum of two, usually it's more than that, different audiences that you're addressing, different target markets that you're addressing. So the first thing is, what are these people interested in? What is your audience interested in? What are their needs? And how can you bring them information that would really help them to meet their needs? For the media, for instance, they are really always looking for insights, data. So you will be very, very useful to them when you bring that on the table. And then for when you're launching a new product, it's interesting. Your audience needs to know, your target market needs to know, what is this new product? What is the need for me? What is it going to do for me? If you receive a sponsorship, that is going to help you to serve your customers better. If you receive a grant, that is going to help you to do more. If you've received a certification of excellence, that is very important to communicate to your audience, because that gives them more confidence in the fact that you really focus on quality and excellence. Those are key moments when you're just launching your company, launching new products, key moments. If you're receiving an award, starting a new business, those are all critical points where you have a great opportunity to share content.
Agreed. And I think what's important there is, if we think what interests us, similar things will interest media and our consumer. So I think we've discussed what good content looks like, but ultimately it's about two-way communication, and it's not about just delivering your content, it's about making it interesting to the consumer. Then the other aspect that's so useful is how to actually pitch your content. And you know, we've done this for years, but I think it is so important to be able to sell something in, and it's not about the sell, it's actually it's actually understanding that your journalist is in fact a consumer, mm-hmm. and you should treat your journalist like an end user, mm-hmm. like the person that's actually going to use that. And I think that is the most important advice, treating journalists like they're your reader. Mm-hmm. And that is the easiest way to get through to your consumer. Any other input you want to give around pitching and what makes it interesting and tips for a CEO or a marketing person in a small company?
Okay, actually, James, like you've said, what we've found through the years is that the media is actually one of your target audience. That needs to be very, very clear to you that the media is part of your target audience. When you're thinking about your customers, you're thinking about your audiences, the media is critical in that because you need to talk to the media about what they care about and they can give you feedback. They're very valuable to you in this area. So think about the media not just as people who are going to convey your news, but as actual consumers themselves and as valuable resources for getting feedback. That's really important. I really like to emphasize that.
And that's a perfect sort of segue into the next point, which is how to talk to consumers. And we've discussed that with how to speak to media, but I think it's treating consumers and just like normal people, because that's ultimately what they are. And I think it's about not putting barriers mm-hmm. between what you say and what you deliver.
Yes, that's really a nice summary of how to talk to your consumers. So it's not about talking to your consumers. You know, we just went through that slide about a two-way communication. This is where it becomes important because you need to know that you're actually meeting the needs of your customers, and you can't know that except they're communicating back to you. I know there's a module on social media that is going to really talk about that, but that's a great opportunity to really listen real time to your customers and get their feedback in real time and respond in real time. So when you've got that engagement going with your customers, then you're more likely to deliver solutions and products that actually speak to their needs. That's really important, that two-way communication. And the only way that you can get them talking to you, talking about you, is when you've satisfied their needs, when you've responded to them. And then, you know, the beauty of that is that now you're no more struggling to get their ear. They're the ones who are creating the news, and they're driving information about you and driving more traffic towards you within their own networks.
Indy, any last words from you around this particular module?
Oh, it's been a pleasure really delivering this module. And my only other word will be, you know, just follow through the rest of the models. We refer to some of them as we're going along. It's full of valuable content that will really help you to get a good understanding of how to leverage PR and communications to build a good marketing framework for your organization.
Thanks, Indy. As Indy's mentioned, this is just part two of a four-part module, and would encourage you to also refer to the website. So that's over and out from myself and Indy. Thank you.